Billionaire Xero founder Ron Drury is behind an idea for driverless public transport being considered from Queenstown's airport to the city. The project's very much in its early stages, with the Transport Agency and Ministry commissioning a study to see whether autonomous shuttles are feasible in New Zealand. Hamish Cardwell has the story.
Rod Drury's idea is for a low-speed driverless shuttle service in Queenstown, with vehicles carrying passengers and cargo between the airport and the city along a designated corridor that only needs to be 1.4 metres wide. COVID got him thinking about infrastructure projects that could help get the country back up and running, including in the tourist mecca Queenstown, which has been hard hit by the economic downturn from the pandemic. He's taken his plans to the Transport Minister, the Chair of the Transport Agency and other officials.
Just sort of reached out, did the work, showed it to Queenstown Council and got them involved, then connected them up with Transport and LTSA. And, you know, I think it's just one of those good ideas that, you know, once everyone saw it and thought about it, and it's just something that's worth considering.
He says it's much cheaper than light rail and other capital-intensive public transport options.
Essentially, you're painting lines on the road. And what's different about having a dedicated lane is you don't have to have all the technology which you would have with an autonomous taxi, where it's interacting, you know, with normal cars and, you know, normal road users. It's sort of off to the side. So the technical challenge is much easier.
Queenstown Lakes District Council says the study will give a preliminary view on the viability of driverless public transport, but more work would be needed before it's rolled out. Mayor Jim Bolt says it could be years away, and there's been no conversation about who will pay for it. Nonetheless, he thinks it's an exciting idea.
It's certainly on our agenda, and look, if you're going to do it, what a great place to do it. You know, the coolest part of the world, let's have the coolest public transport system.
And that Queenstown is the perfect place for this kind of technology.
We're certainly a place where that sort of transport would go well. We're suited for it, and we've got the initiative of coming up with the idea from somebody in our district, and namely Rod, and we've got the enthusiasm to pursue it.
Jim Bolt reckons Queenstown residents are progressive and will embrace the idea. Mr Drury's also had general, high-level discussions about it with Wellington's Mayor Andy Foster. Residents of the capital have mixed views.
I think from like a technology standpoint, it's a really interesting idea, and it would be great for me because I can't drive, but you could not pay me enough money to get into a car without a driver.
I would believe in it, yeah. I think it's definitely worth investing in it.
I can't imagine it would be any less safe than having a human control something, because we're pretty fallible at the best of times. While you should probably be wary of, you know, the robots taking all of the jobs, it seems like something that could be done autonomously.
The Minister of Transport's Manager of Strategic Policy and Innovation, Richard Cross, said in a statement one of the objectives of the study is to provide councils with good information to help them decide whether to invest in driverless tech.
The study will use Queenstown as a real-world case study to ensure that the results are meaningful and to identify issues that may need to be resolved if autonomous shuttles were to be deployed in New Zealand. The study will also consider where technology could be deployed across New Zealand in order for the results to be applied more broadly and to provide the best possible assessment for getting the benefits from such technologies.
Mr Cross said laws, rules and regulations will also need to be looked at, with the study to be put out to tender in mid-November. For Checkpoint, ko Hamish Cardwell, tēnei.